This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, verse number 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." We're looking at the Beatitudes. We had seen the poor in spirit in verse number 3. And of course, you'll never be born again till you are poor in spirit. You'll never find your need to find God till you become destitute and bankrupt spiritually and realize there's nothing you can do. Blessed are they that mourn. And here we saw that what it cost Christ causes us to mourn, and we'll be comforted by the salvation that comes from Christ dealing with our sins. And we saw there the pining. Then we saw the pliant. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And how this causes us to be humble and to be meek and gentle and ready to learn anything God has to say and use it and apply it and lead with it in a very gentle way. Well, that led to the panting. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, because they will be filled, just fattened up, filled to the full. Which leads us to today's verse number 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Looking at the Beatitudes, the first 4 look toward God. Now this one looks at others. You see, once we get everything right with God and dig in his word, we find that he wants us to have a life of service. And he wants us to reach other people. And he talks about, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, we're being comforted because we've mourned, and we have seen mercy and grace because we become poor in spirit and trusted Christ as Savior. Well, now we find that we need to be merciful. And this word has everything to do with being pitying, merciful, sympathetic, being concerned about other people in their need. The root word has everything to do with compassion, active, and pity. And so those who are being merciful, those who are being showing mercy, they will obtain it back. Think about that. Why would we want someone to be merciful to us or expect someone to be merciful to us if we're never merciful to other people? Compassionate and pitying and reaching out. The thing is, lost people, you know, they do these things that we hate. God hates sin and we hate sin. But we need to get our eyes on the person. There's a soul, and that soul's being riveted by sin and the sin nature and the world and the flesh and the devil, and they're succumbing to all of these things, and that soul will live someplace for eternity. And God describes it as a very horrible place called hell, and Luke 16 gives such a graphic depiction of that, and that breaks our heart. And we want to extend to them that which we have that shows them that mercy. But what about Christians when they fall or fail and we extend mercy? We're not saying that they did right. We're not agreeing with them. We're not condoning what they did. But we're saying, hey, come on. Hey, just man falleth and gets up 7 times. Come on, get back up. Hang in there. Keep going. Blessed are the merciful, because they'll obtain mercy. The idea of it is they will have it shown on them. They will have it showered on them. They will have it. They will receive it. They will get it. If you want mercy from God, to be merciful to others. There was a man that was forgiven all the money in the Bible and the Gospels. And then he went and got money out of a guy that owed so much less than he did. And he ended up going to jail for what he owed because he did not show the same kind of mercy on a lesser person with money problems than he had. My friend, be merciful.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.